This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A terrible, horrible, no good, very bad April for the American labor market. More than 20 million jobs lost, unemployment at 14.7%. Prospects so bad that people are just dropping out of the labor force altogether. And look, we get that there can be such a thing as too much bad news. People might just tune out, right? Well, don't do that, because one of the things you got to know, don't do it on principle, but one of the things you got to know about today's report is that there are not great tidings in it about how many people who are out of work right now might be able to get back to work. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
The number of Americans who are out of work and counted as unemployed tripled in April, sending the unemployment rate soaring. But, says Donald Marin at the Urban Institute,
a bunch of people reported that they were employed but absent from work. They didn't show up in the unemployment rate.
It's people like Amber Bradshaw. In mid-April, she was furloughed, temporarily laid off from her job at a furniture store in Texas. She got on unemployment, but she says,
I did still feel like I worked for the company and was coming back to work.
So she still considered herself employed. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says most people who said they were on leave from a job were actually, like Bradshaw, on temporary layoff. Add them in, and the BLS says unemployment would be higher, almost 20%. Amber Bradshaw is back at work. Her store near Dallas reopened. In fact, most people on layoff think they'll be punching in again soon. Three-quarters of the unemployed characterized their layoff as temporary in the April jobs report. But Marin says temporary has a way of becoming permanent.
You know, it's one thing to think you'll be recalled when we're in the first few weeks of a crisis. How are these people going to feel about their situation when we get a month or two into the future?
Stanford economist Nicholas Bloom says the record's not good.
Temporary layoffs that last more than 2 months are much more likely to become permanent. If we're in a recession for another 6 months or a year, it's going to be very hard to bring these jobs back.
And Bloom estimates 13 million of the jobs we've already lost likely aren't coming back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.